Good evening and Happy New Year. It's a time of new beginnings. Reset the clock, as it were, and we think about the new year that's coming before us. Old year is gone. 2020 is here. Welcome to the roaring 20s, I guess. I didn't live through the last ones. I get to hopefully live through these. I don't know. You know, when we think about the new year and those things that are new every year, I always think of this in regard to what the scripture says about new things. You know, if you have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have obeyed the New Testament, the New Covenant, the gospel. You know, the old covenant was given to the nation of Israel, wasn't given to the world, but it was a tutor that prepared mankind for the coming of the Messiah. And the prophet Jeremiah had prophesied that there was a new covenant coming. The Hebrews writer in Hebrews chapter 8, beginning along about verse 8, had said that that prophecy had been fulfilled. We live under the new covenant. We live under the New Testament now. New. It's 2,000 years old. But it replaced the old covenant. It's a better covenant. And it is sealed not by the blood of bulls and goats, but by the precious blood of Christ. You remember there after the Passover supper, the Lord instituted the Lord's Supper. And he, when after he had made the illustration of unleavened bread representing his body that was going to be hung on a cross, then he made reference to the fruit of the vine that would represent his blood that he would give. In Matthew 26, verse 28, he said, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, the New Covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Remission of sins, in actuality, in his fullness, had not been in existence yet. It was temporary, conditional, looking on toward the cross of Christ, those that lived under the patriarchal age and those that lived under the Mosaic age. We had that question this past Sunday evening. But it was looking to the cross of Christ. We live under the New Testament now, the New Covenant. And if you have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are a new creature. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, "Wherefore, if any man..." Mine does not look like that. Mine's not that color. "Wherefore, any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." If you are in Christ, if you have been baptized into Christ, one does not believe into Christ, repent or confess into Christ, one is baptized into Christ. If you are in Christ, all things are new because you have been born again. Spiritually speaking, you're focused on spiritual things as a child of Christ. You focus on right living, not the physical. You focus more on the spiritual. Not as much on the here and now, not to say that there's things that concern us, but in the there and then, looking towards eternity. And when we obeyed the gospel, when we believed that Jesus is the Son of God, repented of a life of sin, confessed the name of Jesus Christ, was baptized in water for the remission of our sins, we were a new creature in Christ Jesus. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Wherefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the glory of the dead, or from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in, notice this, newness of life. So if you've obeyed the gospel, the New Testament, you are a new creature. And you know what you can look forward to? You should know what's coming next. Don't have a poem, but we got 3 points. You can look forward to the new heavens and the new earth. This old world is going to pass away in a great conflagration with a great noise. But we can look toward a new heaven and new earth. Heaven. The Apostle Peter writes of it in 2 Peter 3, verse 13, "Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." That is based upon if we've obeyed the gospel, and if we are a new creature and remain in that saved state,
by our choice.
We can look forward to heaven because this is all going to be done away. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, and all the elements therein shall be burned up. That's what he says just previous to this. But what if you haven't obeyed the gospel? What if you haven't obeyed what Christ said in the New Testament? Then you are not a new creature. You're still in your sin. Heaven is not your heavenly home in the future unless you change that situation. You know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. Many of us recognize and have heard and seen the sad tragedy that happened in Texas with some of their brothers and sisters down there. When an individual bent on evil came into a congregation, and during the communion, now that was quite telling. What time in a congregation is everyone the most disfocused, unfocused from the things around about them when we're focusing on the Lord's death and what he has done for us? It's during a prayer. But typically, I think most oftentimes the Lord's Supper in its entirety is longer than many prayers. And that's not a criticism. It's just a fact. This individual sent two of our brothers into eternity. Now, if they were faithful, and I know the gospel plan of salvation they had obeyed, being the Lord's church, they died with hope. Even though I didn't know them in this life, hopefully I'll get to know them in the next if I am faithful until the end of this journey, that I might die with hope because I have obeyed the new covenant. I am a new creature in Christ. And I can look forward to that new heaven and new earth. If you haven't done that, you need to this evening. During the new year, New Year's Day, what better opportunity, what better metaphor? Pick your descriptor. Could it be that on New Year's Day you obey the gospel, the new covenant, and become a new creature in Christ Jesus? If you have not been baptized for the remission unto the remission of your sins, you have not been baptized into Christ, and therefore not a new creature. And look forward to the new heavens and the new earth that awaits the faithful in the hereafter. Is there someone here that has obeyed the gospel in time past, had became a new creature in Christ, but has left Christ, has turned their back on Christ? Maybe you need to repent. If the sin is of a public nature, there needs to be a public confession, lest reproach be brought upon the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You can do that this evening. Return home, just like the prodigal son, that parable that Jesus told. Our Heavenly Father is looking for his wayward child to return back to him. That's one of the points of the many in that parable. The child that has went astray, went off into a far country. Maybe you need the prayers of the saints on your behalf. If you watch the news for just a short amount of time, it's a tough old world out there. But we're in this battle together, spiritual Israel. We are the army of the Lord. We have each other to lean upon, to pray for one another, and prayer is a powerful, powerful thing when we yield it on our own behalf and on behalf of others, our brothers and sisters especially. Maybe you need the prayers of the saints for some trial that you may be going through. Whatever need you might have, come forward as together we stand and we sing.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. pardon that was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurn, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary.
You are now dismissed to our classes.